The fortified farmhouse. Now separated by the road, the farm and the castle were originally part of one property known as a fortified farmhouse. In actual fact, it was more an aristocratic manor built in the late 17th century by the family of the lords of Gros Failly, the Lamocs. Although it has no defensive purpose, its architecture is pretty impressive. The castle has two towers. Yvon Barbizon, local historian. Walls that vary in thickness from 1 to 2 meters. It's pretty sturdy. The walls were partly made in dry stone. There was no mortar at the time, nothing to bind the stones. For me, the farm is even more beautiful than the castle in terms of its architecture, with its schist stone construction. It's a beautiful big farm. It stands at the high point of the valley, and the surrounding land is not flat either. It's not brilliantly located, but for animal breeding, it did the job. And the same goes for the cultivation of rye and spelt, the cereals that are best suited to the poor soils of Gros Failly. The fortified farmhouse was long used as the eau coterie, the base for the water and forestry service, in other words, of the Duchy of Bouillon, to which the village had long belonged. It was a sovereign duchy, a kind of independent state governed by the family of the famous Godefroy of the same name. It was theoretically independent, but it was clearly under French influence. There were printing presses here where you could write more or less anything you wanted, whereas elsewhere you couldn't. Everything that needed printing in France, it was a bit questionable. They came and printed in Bouillon because it wasn't quite French, but to some extent it was. After the revolution, the fortified farmhouse was one of the biggest agricultural concerns in the canton of Gédin. And in around 1880, in the last of its many functions, the then owners, the Bourguignon family, decided to create a brewery in the right wing of the building. They bought the equipment from an old brewery in the village. Their brewery remained operational up until the 1914 war. It's been said, but not confirmed, that the Germans stole all the copper equipment, so the business had to close down at the end of the First World War. Thank you for continuing your visit. See you soon.